Just join me in a prayer, please. Gracious God, we pray your presence with us at this moment. We pray that you would clear the things that distract and annoy us, that you would settle our hearts, that you would speak to us, and that we would focus on you. Amen. So not even 1 week ago, we celebrated the birth of Christ. And next week, we're celebrating the Epiphany and the wise men. And yet here we are between these two wonderful celebrations, and we find the story of Jesus, a boy, at the temple. Seems a little bit out of order to me. It's the only story in the Bible that refers to Jesus as anything other than an infant or a man. And so my question, as I was preparing, was why? Why this text and why this week? It didn't make much sense. But looking at the text, the first thing that jumped out to me as a parent was the fact that Mary and Joseph left Jerusalem and did not know whether or not their child was with them. How many of us have had similar stories with our own children, and yet when we read this text, we wonder what was wrong with them? The rule in our house from the time our children were small was, if we ever became separated, stay where you are, and we will come and find you. This worked out pretty well most of the time. But one time, I went to pick up my son from school. I was running a little behind, and my sister and I were supposed to meet after to go shopping. But when she got to my house and I wasn't there, she decided she would help me and go to school and pick up my son. I didn't know. This was before cell phones. I'm dating myself, but there'd be a lot of that today. Once I got to the school, no one knew where he was, which was very unusual because he was in kindergarten and the teachers dismissed them to their parents one at a time. And I stood there in disbelief saying, how could you not know where my son was? We called his friends, we called everyone. No one saw him leave and no one knew who he was with. Talk about frightening. I drove everywhere, and finally, I said, maybe he walked home on his own. I was late, so maybe he decided to walk home. As I pulled into my driveway, there was my sister in the car with my son. I wanted to strangle her. She didn't follow the rule. She didn't let him stay where he was supposed to be. So as a parent, I can relate to Mary's scolding of Jesus, because when your child does something that you think is harmful and you finally get them in your arms, as happy as you are, you're terrified. And the first words that come out of your mouth is, why did you not listen to me? Why did you do this on your own? And as much as it's meant with love, you're afraid. And so Jesus responds to Mary very calmly and very clearly. Did you not know I would be in my father's house? I probably would have slapped him. But Mary handled things a little differently. The Passover was a very, very big time. And the issue is, it's not like here where there's a church on every corner or a temple in every neighborhood. When King David was king, he had named the Temple of Jerusalem the temple, and everyone was to come to the temple at least one time in a year. People traveled long distances by foot. It was an arduous journey, and there were probably thousands upon thousands of people leaving the temple at the same time Mary and Joseph were. So I think we have to give them a little grace for not knowing whether or not Jesus was with them. In the hurried rush of the crowd and return to their homes, we find Jesus sitting quietly in the temple. Verse 43 tells us, when the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. This was a decision that Jesus made himself to stay behind. He didn't get separated in the crowd and decide to stay put until his parents could find him. He wasn't lured to stay by the priests. It was Jesus who decided to stay in the temple. Then after 3 days, 3 whole days, Mary and Joseph found him sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. And all who heard were amazed at his understanding. Can you imagine a 12-year-old sitting, studying for 3 whole days? My nephew is 12, and I can tell you, studying for an hour is huge. It's difficult. But Jesus chose to stay behind with the teachers and the leaders of the temple. There must have been something of great value that Jesus was so concerned with staying. Not only did he study for 3 whole days, but he was sitting and listening and asking questions. I know I've said this 3 times, but it's really important. I think, and I'm no Bible scholar, so this is the Kathy Jenness interpretation, but I think this may be our first opportunity to really get to know Jesus. Even as a boy, he valued participation in the temple as a place to learn about the glory of God. He respected the elders and listened to them. He wanted to know their stories. He wanted to see God the way that they saw God. It reminds me of being a kid and never wanting to sit at the kids' table. I always wanted to sit with the adults. I wanted to hear their stories. I wanted to know who they were and how our family came to be and what that meant about me. I loved to see their smiles and I loved to hear them laugh. I was learning about my family and I was learning about me. Jesus wanted to be with the people who knew God best. He also knew the scriptures were the way to really get to know God, because after all, it's God's story. All of the family of God are in these scriptures. The Bible is our family album. In this one small passage, we are privileged to see the process that Jesus undertook to prepare and to grow into ministry, for which God had created him. We don't know what happens in between. We just sort of think this baby was born, and because he's the Son of God, he just knew. But we forget, Jesus was fully divine and fully human. Jesus was a lot like us. And I think this scripture tells us Jesus needed to stop and to learn too. We also see in this passage how Jesus comes to understand the heart that he has for God. Not only is the author of Luke showing us how Jesus grows in relationship to God, but Luke is laying out the way in which we can grow in our relationship with God. While everyone else, the tens of thousands of people, were traveled to the great Passover, had packed up and gotten home, it was Jesus who wanted to linger in the temple just a while longer. Even though he was still a boy, the heart of God was pulling at him, pulling him away from the world and around him and into every personal and real relationship with the one who had created him. God was drawing Jesus to God's very self. I don't know about you, but I find myself wanting to linger in Christmas. I'm not ready to take down my tree or the nativity or to turn off the Christmas music I yearn to stay in the place fulfilled of hope, of God emptying God's self into this broken heart, of God touching our broken hearts and filling them with hope. I want to stay right here. But the world is calling, and it's calling us to move on. How many of you this Christmas found yourselves out shopping in just the right stores? I know when my children were young, only the right clothes would do. It was Aeropostale or American Eagle Outfitters or PacSun was a big favorite with my kids. Somehow life was just not going to be the same for them if they did not have the right clothes. Or was it the sneakers? We went through a lot of sneakers. Vans when my son was in the skating phase, or Air Jordans for the athletes, or Skechers for the girls. And I remember when I was about 15, some of you may remember this, there was no such thing as designer clothes or name brand clothes. It was Levi's and Keds or Converse. Those were your choices. And then out of the blue came Jordache jeans. Anybody remember those? Or Gloria Vanderbilt, or next. Well, guess what? My parents said no. Levi's were good enough for us. But it was all the rage, and we felt so deprived because we did not have the designer jeans that everybody else had. This whole designer jean thing and the huge price tag just seemed crazy to them. But now, all these years later, everything has a brand name. Nothing's just plain Jane anymore. And this brand name craze reminds me of the old children's story, The Emperor's New Clothes. The emperor was quite engrossed in himself and loved his royal robes and loved to show everyone how royal he was through these robes. And so a couple of swindlers come along and convince him they can make him the grandest robes he has ever seen, but it will cost a pretty penny. The emperor mulls it over and decides his royal robes are worth any price. And as they work on the robes, he's a little concerned because he can't see them. But the swindlers remind him only someone of great royalty is able to see these beautiful robes. And so he goes along with the gag because he doesn't want anybody to think he's not royal enough. And finally, the robes are done, and he parades through town in nothing but his birthday suit, being absolutely proud as a peacock. And it is a little child in the group who hollers out, "The emperor has no clothes." In Paul's letter to the Colossians, he reminds his followers that following Jesus doesn't mean big fancy festivals. Following Jesus doesn't mean having the best seat in the temple. Following Jesus doesn't mean accumulating things on earth, and it doesn't mean being powerful or having beautiful, fancy robes. Being a follower of Jesus is being present in the moment. Being a follower of Jesus means separating oneself from the world, from the noise, the demands of the culture. It means sitting still with the Bible in a faithful community, reading it carefully, asking questions, and listening to each other. It means taking all that we learn from a community of faithful believers like this Cornerstone Church and wearing the garments of Christ. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, you are holy and you are beloved. God sent Jesus to this world for you, for humanity. Together, we are beloved and holy. Do you know that? Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. And so here we are, 1 week after Christmas. Think back to that little baby. Think back to baby Jesus. Do these words tell you who he is? What is it that the child Jesus was so intent on studying in that temple that day? Just like the little boy who told the emperor he had no clothes, It is the child Jesus who shows us that growing and relationship through Scripture is what matters. The Bible is not a rule book. The Bible invites us to discover the full glory of God. It invites us into a deep and meaningful relationship. It helps us to know God and who we are as God's people. The young Jesus knew he could not go out into the world until he knew his Creator. It was Jesus that yearned to know the God of creation, the God of love, the God of all eternity. Jesus was a witness through these ancient texts about forgiveness, about mercy, about grace. Jesus was learning about the love of God that is beyond measure, the great, great love of God for God's people, and Jesus was learning how to respond, how to clothe himself in God's attire and live as a recipient of that great love. So friends, I invite you today to linger just a while longer in this Christmas season. Linger with Jesus in the temple. Make yourselves completely present and focused on God alone. Open your heart and allow this amazing love to enter in and permeate your pores until every breath is a breath of God. And then clothe yourselves in Christ. It is then and only then that we as Christians are ready to step out into the world. So don't rush. Don't hurry. Let the crowd go ahead without you. Linger with Jesus just a while longer. Amen.